She was the sexiest girl I had ever seen. After hitting on her for nearly half an hour, she finally poured her drink over my head and slapped me in the face. I finally got the message, but I still haven't got over the experience. It was raining so hard that I could hardly believe my luck when I managed to flag down and get in a taxi. He's been quite sick lately, but he seems to be getting better now. After spending nearly 2 weeks at home doing nothing, I decided to turn on the computer and get down to some serious work. This guy knocked on my door the other day and asked me to sign a petition against immigration. I told him to get lost, and I slammed the door in his face. They tied the knot nearly 11 years ago, so it was a very sad day when they decided to get divorced. When Pepito told his boss that he'd lost his laptop with all the company's information on it, his boss got really angry and then started shouting. "Do you know what time your plane gets in? Let me know and I'll meet you at the airport." I must admit, life has got a bit boring since I stopped drinking alcohol, but at least I don't get hangovers anymore. I can't handle getting in at 3 o'clock in the morning anymore. As soon as it gets past midnight, I just want to go home to bed. I must be getting old. "Shut up, will you? You're getting on my nerves." She earns a good salary, so she can get by without any help from her ex-husband.